The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's National Limerick Day, Frank. You got one for us?
Sure do. How about there once was a Frank who filled in so Tony could make bathtub gin, but that's just a smear. I'm really just here so Tony can get some golfing. How about that?
You know, off the top of your head, I'm going to give you an A-. I really.
It's just
a smear. Not even grading on the curve.
Bathtub gin.
Good job.
Golfing.
Good job out of you.
The limerick.
I didn't know gin was this thing, though. I thought it was bourbon or something.
I did better than Embiid, put it that way.
Welcome to PTI. Tony's off shanking iron somewhere. So I'm happy to be joined by our great friend, Mr. Frank Isola.
I'm rhyming. Rhyming all the time.
Yeah. We will start with the Celtics beating the Sixers in Philly to push their series to a Game 7 on Sunday. Jason Tatum started 1-for-14 shooting before putting up 16 points in the fourth quarter, outscoring the Sixers in that period all by his lonesome. Celtics guard Marcus Smart said of rookie coach Joe Mazzulla, quote, "Joe's learning, just like all of us. I know he's been getting killed a lot, rightfully so, ouch. He needs to make some adjustments, and he did that," close quote. Frank, did the Celtics convince you finally that they've finally figured it out?
No.
Wow.
I mean, hang on now. This is a team that is 7-9 in their last 16 home playoff games. So the mystique of the Garden and the Ghost and the Leprechaun at midcourt. Forget about all that stuff. I do like the fact that Robert Williams started. We talked about that yesterday, and that's what happened.
There
Robert Williams started. That's their best lineup when he plays. But how about the night that Tatum had? You're thinking this is going to be one of the all-time flameouts for a guy that finished in the top five MVP, first team All-NBA, and then he rescues his team with that kind of fourth quarter. And then I'm thinking, but who was the MVP of the league? And that's Joel Embiid. And Embiid's going to sit there after the game and tell me, well, I didn't get any touches. Sure, he got one touch in the last 4 minutes. But in the last 4 minutes of the game, the score was Tatum 12, Philadelphia 3, and Joel Embiid, 0. And if you're the MVP of the league, if that was LeBron, if that was Steph Curry, you want to go back a million years ago, if that was Patrick Ewing or Michael Jordan, we would be crushing them.
Kill John.
Mike, they missed 9 of their last 10 shots. Joel, guess what? That meant 9 balls were available for you to grab and maybe lay in. So you want to put it on Doc Rivers, James Harden, Tyrese Maxey? You're the MVP. You have to take some of that as well.
You know, it reminds me of what Shaq would say in games where he was still playing. I don't mean Shaq on Turner. I mean Shaq playing. Where he would go to a guy and try to quietly do it. It's tough for Shaq to do anything quietly. Even if it was Kobe. And grab him by the jersey and say, give me the damn ball.
That's
you can see it. And it, period, doesn't matter what's drawn up. And that, come on, Joel Embiid has that kind of stature and status with the Sixers. Don't tell me that he can't get the ball. If he doesn't get the ball, something's wrong. But he's got to demand it.
Yep.
And the other thing, you're right. To start, I thought the big lineup where you put Williams and Horford out there, I've been saying all year, Frank, something's not right with the Celtics. To me, they're not as good as last year, even though their personnel is probably a slight tick better because of the addition of Malcolm Brogdon. So I like what the Celtics are in theory. But in practice, I mean, Mazzulla, the reference there is to he's been getting ripped. Is because he wants to go with an offensive lineup and he doesn't want to go with the Ime Udoka lineup, which is big and defensive. When the Celtics defend like that, they're a better team. So Mazzulla better be with the program. He better have figured it out because his players apparently, reportedly, have all been telling him, hey, this lineup, it worked. We got to the finals last year. We had a shot to win it all. So those two things in concert, I think they did figure it out, Frank. I picked Philly last night. I was wrong.
I did too.
I was stunned.
I know.
Stunned when Embiid didn't have the ball the last 4 minutes. So, yes, Boston figured it out. And despite that bad home record, they're going to win Game 7. They just are.
I mean, I would say this, though. It's interesting. You watch Tatum having the game that he's having. I'm thinking, so we're going to blame Joe Mazzulla for Jason Tatum playing like this? And then Tatum, who takes it upon himself, and I love
he
this
did.
Quote after
I
the
like
game
that.
To Cassidy Hubbard,
yeah.
humbly speaking, you know, I'm paraphrasing, when he said, I'm one of the best players in the world. And that's how we that's treat great. It. To your point, if you're Joel Embiid, get in the post, demand the ball.
Call.
They won for
Call
10
for
down
the
stretch.
Ball.
He's taking one shot. And by the way, Tatum hits the three with 4:14 to go, gives him the one-point lead. Next possession is a 19-footer by Embiid. He misses. Tatum then hits a three,
that's
which made
it.
A four-point game. And I'm
yeah.
sitting there thinking, this game is over. And Joel Embiid, yeah. you want to put on Doc Rivers? You want to, like I said, Harden, Maxey? Come on now, Joel Embiid. This one is on
it's
you.
On
You're the MVP of the league. You wanted it.
It's on him.
And he's going to have to play great. So now we're asking Philadelphia. You won game one on the road, game five. Now they got to win game seven? Not going to be.
Not going to happen.
Not going to be easy. All right, let's move to the West, where the Nuggets eliminated the Suns in last night's game six in Phoenix. The Suns were down by 30 at the break and lost by 25. Kevin Durant called it embarrassing. Mike, what do you call it?
Oh, that about covers it. Happened a year ago. Probably like a year ago tonight. I was at that one front and center for when they were down 30 points at the half to Dallas. Now 30 points at the half to Denver. No. I don't care number one seed or not. With those players and that team and you're at home and something's at stake, you can't be down 30 at the half. Yeah, embarrassing was it. There are going to be changes.
Yeah.
And I don't know exactly what changes, and I'm probably too close to it. You know, one thing that Chris Paul will have too much time to do is promote a book, his book, a wonderful book that I
Good
edited.
Plug.
61. You like
Good
that plug? I don't want Chris having this much time. So I'm not going to pretend that I'm, you know, distant from this group of guys in this team. I was rooting hard for them. But there got to be some changes. And the
yeah.
first change I would make, and I will say this, biased or not, is DeAndre Ayton would be out the door. Gone. I wouldn't even bother to call him. I would just say, you know we're going to trade you in the exit interview
yeah.
they have tomorrow or the next day. We're going to trade you. You're going. We're going to. I know they're not better without DeAndre Ayton. I'm not saying that. They'd be better with someone in substitute for DeAndre Ayton, all right, who's not pouting and who's bought in entirely to what they're doing and the teammates buy into what he's doing. He'd be traded. I'd start there. There would be a new cast, certainly, around KD and Booker next season.
Yeah. Four times in NBA history, a team has been down by 30 at halftime while facing elimination. It's happened to the Phoenix Suns twice, and it's happened in back-to-back years. This is a little bit different because you made a huge trade for Kevin Durant, and clearly when you trade off Mikal Bridges and Cam Johnson, you're getting rid of a lot of your depth, but you're still going to make that trade for Kevin Durant. The injuries to Chris Paul, obviously, and he's 38 years old. Half of his $30 million contract is guaranteed. I get the feeling he's going to be back. I think you're right about DeAndre.
I think so. I hope
but
so.
My thing would be, Mike, here's what you don't know. There's a new owner in there, Matt Ishbia. And, you know, he's sitting at games, Mateen Cleaves. He's got Isaiah. I think he's got a lot of people advising him. So all bets are off. I have no idea exactly what other moves they're going to make. But what about from Kevin Durant's standpoint? And Kevin Durant is a terrific player. Kevin Durant, his last 17 playoff games is 6-11. That goes back, obviously,
yeah.
to his time with the Brooklyn Nets. And I think a lot of pressure is going to be on him. I love the way Kevin Durant handled it after the game. Devin Booker, we love
too.
Him as a player. Where were you last night after the game? And today for
can't
the
let KD Can't and, let KD just be out there by himself to answer.
And today, Mike, and then today, and Devin
that.
Booker did not address the media during his exit interview. So there's a lot going on there with the Phoenix Suns that have all this talent. You think they're a championship contender? That's back-to-back years now out in the second round for them.
Yeah, it is. It's just a stunner. Stunner last night. Unbelievable.
I know.
Just buy 61. You should go to your newsstand. Finer bookstores everywhere. You really should.
That's another
We
good
got
plug.
A big game six in Los Angeles tonight as the Warriors try to stay alive against the Lakers. Andrew Wiggins had 25 in the Dubs game five win, but he is listed currently as questionable with a rib cartilage fracture. Meanwhile, Lakers big man Anthony Davis, who left game five with a head injury, is listed as probable. Frank, how confident are you that the Warriors will win tonight and force a game seven?
You know what? I'm still not that confident in them. So the reports are Andrew Wiggins did not participate in shoot-around, was getting treatment.
It's not good.
And the Warriors
not
are hopeful
good.
That he'll be available tonight with that rib cage injury he has. And we still don't know how effective Anthony Davis will be, but Anthony Davis is huge. The Lakers in the playoffs are a plus 59 with him on the court and a minus 18 without him. So we've been waiting all this time for Anthony Davis to really be the guy and let LeBron, as a 38-year-old, kind of settle into a different role. And that's exactly what's happened. They need Anthony Davis. But again, and we've talked about it, Klay Thompson, I think Steph Curry will have a big game. Do I know about Jordan Poole? I know he'll probably take a lot of bad shots. Klay Thompson had 30 points in game two. He has scored 34 in the last three games combined. Klay Thompson has to have a Klay Thompson kind of game. He's an L.A. guy. He loved the Lakers growing up. If he wants to get back to San Francisco for a game seven, he needs to have a big game.
Well, he does, but they need Andrew Wiggins. Andrew Wiggins was the key to the NBA Finals last year and their effort against Boston. And everybody will look at the points, and the 25 points were huge. They need him because I don't know that you want to count on Draymond Green for another 20, even though you may get it and you may need it. But Andrew Wiggins is the best on-ball defender against these athletic wings the NBA showcases today. Andrew Wiggins, he's their best option at that. And so they're going to need him as a two-way player. And if you're telling me the Wiggins there, they hope he'll play, I'm going to tell you that my confidence is a 4. If you tell me Andrew Wiggins can be fully Andrew Wiggins, 90% or more, then I might move it up to a 6. I go into this, Frank, having no idea.
I
still think that LeBron James could have a signature LeBron James games, which doesn't mean 40. It could mean 23, 13, and 11. It could mean something like that, where LeBron has control of the game. I'm talking myself into a Lakers win is what I'm talking myself into.
But
Andrew Wiggins is critical.
Yeah, the Lakers are 5-0 at home in the playoffs, and the Warriors 11 road wins during the regular season. But Steve Kerr said, we're a different team now. And to be fair, they won a game 5
different.
In Sacramento, and then they won a big game 7. They always win at least one road game during a playoff series. I think it's now 28 straight playoff series. Do you think they could do it tonight, though? I got a weird feeling about this one.
I don't know, man. I'd pass on taking this one to the betting window. Let's take a break.
There you go.
We're coming up. What's the word for the Knickerbockers' chances in Miami tonight?
And we'll react to the report that Tom Brady could become an owner of the Las Vegas Raiders. How about that?
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes currently owns them.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Time to fill in some blanks with Fill In Frank. What's first?
Tonight in Miami, the Knicks will blank.
Frank, they're going to max out.
Really?
And I don't know what that means. I think it's going to mean they're going to lose. But what I've been seeing from my man Jalen Brunson, and what I've been seeing, you know, just from the team in general, is an improved chemistry, a style of play offensively. I know they're still somewhat challenged because Brunson has to do too much. He's come through, but I don't know that you want to ask your lead playmaker to do that much. I think they're going to wind up maxing out. I'm not saying this is coming back to a game seven. It could come back to a game seven in the Garden, and then the Knicks will have a very good chance of moving on to the next round. I think Miami wins, but I'm going to say max out for the Knicks. I think they've done themselves pretty proudly in these playoffs.
Yeah, and I wonder, Jalen Brunson playing 48 minutes, he's going to get picked up full court, how much that could impact him. I'm going to say fight, and I'm not talking about Charlie Ward, P.J. Brown, Larry Johnson, Alonzo Mourning from the 90s. I think the Knicks know they have to fight, and they did not show any fight the two games in Miami. You know, the 7 offensive rebounds that they gave up in the fourth quarter of game 4. If you want to win and get the series back to New York, they're going to have to fight. Now, they hit big shots at Madison Square Garden. They had their best shooting game of the playoffs in game 5. The problem is Miami had their worst, and it was still a nip-and-tuck game. I don't know if Miami's going to go 13 for 43.
They won't. They won't.
But then I think it'll be a call to arms. I think Tom Thibodeau knows exactly what it's going to take, and I think Jalen Brunson is lock and step with the head coach. They're going to have to compete, and Julius Randle, we're calling you out. You got to come tonight.
Well, you know Tibbs' team better fight tonight.
Yep.
I mean, I'm taking that for granted. You're right about that dynamic, but they got to bring that. That's part of the max out I think we're going to see from the Knicks tonight. Yep. What's next?
It's blank that Tom Brady is reportedly in deep discussions to become a limited partner in the Las Vegas Raiders.
It's predictable. Entirely predictable. This is what rich, uber-rich athletes do. Let me give a partial list going way back to guys who bought teams when they retired or bought in. Magic Johnson, Mario Lemieux, Michael Jordan, Alex Rodriguez currently. Aaron Rodgers, he's not even retired yet. Larry Fitzgerald, these guys. Patrick Mahomes is in prime career, owns part of the Royals. Lewis Hamilton, Serena and Venus down in Miami. Dwayne Wade, LeBron and Beckham. LeBron owns part of Liverpool. This is what when you do with all that money in your next life, and it may start before the end of your current life. This is what Brady's going to do. It's not surprising anybody. Predictable.
Yeah. And he still has that 10-year, $375 million contract from Fox.
With Fox.
He'll still be able to do both. I'm going to say tantalizing for this reason. Number one, the head coach of the team used to be his offensive coordinator in New England, Josh McDaniels.
Don't start.
Hang
Don't
on.
Start
Dave
this.
Ziegler, former Patriots executive, is a GM. And guess who happens to be the quarterback of the Raiders? Jimmy Garoppolo. At some point, and I said it yesterday, and I'm still going to be right about this, and maybe not the Raiders, it's going to come up with when somebody gets hurt. What about Tom Brady? You watch. That's why it's tantalizing. He could divest in the team.
It's not going to happen. It's over. It's done.
They will be talked about that. It's never over for guys like that. He still wants to play. Wrong. Tantalizing. Take it to the back.
I get the final word. Over. Let's take one last break. We're still to come. The Hurricanes eliminate the Devils.
And Rick Pitino lands an accomplished transfer for St. John. Rick Pitino.
Transfer is the word of the day for somebody. Transfer every day. Transfer.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Time to get happy, people. Happy 34th birthday, one day early, to PK Subban, ESPN hockey analyst extraordinaire, new best friend to PTI, and oh yeah, he played a little bit too. Subban excelled over 13 NHL seasons with the Canadiens, Predators, and Devils. He was twice the first team All-Star and won the Norris Trophy as the league's top defenseman in 2013. Subban reached the Stanley Cup final with the Predators in 2017, but the hated Penguins won that series in 6. He did win an Olympic gold medal with Canada in the Sochi Games. Subban retired just last year, and in his final season was awarded the King Clancy Memorial Trophy, given to the players who, quote, best exemplify leadership qualities on and off the ice and have made a noteworthy humanitarian contribution in their communities.
Yeah, he's terrific on TV. You know, 2014-15 may have been his best season. He played 82 games. 15 goals, career high 60 assists. I'll tell you what, Mike, I was looking up, though. He retired pretty young. Paul Coffey, great defenseman, was 39. Your guy, Chris Chelios, 48.
Well, that's a little bit late. I was in Montreal the day Subban got traded. It was like a funeral. It's unbelievable. Yeah. They shouldn't have traded him.
Yep.
Happy anniversary, Kawhi Leonard. On this day 4 years ago, Leonard hit one of the most memorable shots in NBA history. With 4 seconds left and the Raptors and Sixers tied at 90 in game 7, Leonard took the ball off the inbounds pass, race pass Ben Simmons, shoots a 20-foot fadeaway jumper over Joel Embiid at the buzzer. You saw it bounce on the rim, not two, not three, four times before going in to eliminate Philly from the playoffs. The Raptors would go on to beat the Bucks in the conference finals and the Warriors to win the title. It was Leonard's second ring after winning his first with the Spurs. You know, he left to join the Clippers, but has battled injuries his entire time there.
Yeah, that was a great trade by Masai Ujiri. You get Kawhi, you win the championship.
It was.
He signs with the Clippers. You know, in 4 years, he's played 161 games, and he's been injured in the playoffs twice and missed all of last season. So it just hasn't worked out for the Clippers.
And the Maple Leafs are still trying now to catch the Raptors.
You're right.
Happy trails to the New Jersey Devils. The Devils got eliminated last night by the Hurricanes in five. Canes won it 7 minutes into OT when Jesper Fast deflected in a shot on the power play. Fast said after the game, quote, "I knew it hit me. I haven't seen where yet, but I felt it, looked back, and it was in the net," close quote. The Canes had the second most points in the NHL regular season, 113. But we didn't talk about them much because they were 22 points behind the Bruins. Carolina will now face the winner of the Panthers-Maple Leaf series, which the Panthers currently lead 3-1. Game 5 of that series tonight in the aforementioned Toronto.
Yeah, Carolina is absolutely flying. They've scored at least 3 goals in 7 of their 11 playoff games. Meanwhile, for the Devils, they did get to the second round for the first time since 2012, and they knocked off the hated Rangers. So pretty good season for them.
Toronto's got to win this game tonight. I mean, come on, let's have some drama. Let's have the Maple Leafs, you know, keep this thing going.
They're like the Knicks of
you
hockey.
You represent the whole Leafs. Country again, just like in basketball. One omission. Dan Snyder and Josh Harris have officially entered into a purchase agreement for the Washington Commanders, which still needs league approval. A lot of rejoicing in Washington today. We're running out of show. Let's go to the big finish. The Rays became the first team to win 30. You impressed?
They're 30-9. Think about this. The Yankees are 3 games over 500, and they're 9 games behind Tampa.
Oh, man.
Crazy. Carlos Correa hit a 2-run double in the 7th to lead the Twins over the Padres. Is that the end of the booze?
Maybe. I mean, it's Minneapolis. It's not Philly or New York. Maybe. I hope so. New St. John's coach Rick Pitino landed Penn transfer Jordan Dingle. Is that significant?
Absolutely. He was the Ivy League Player of the Year from Penn. He averaged 23 points per game. Rick Pitino is almost like the Deion Sanders of college basketball. He came in and brought in an entirely different team. Rick Pitino is there to win. Tigers shortstop Javi Baez is batting .321 since his benching. Your thoughts?
He would be such a great deadline as acquisition for the Chicago Cubs. Get a little juice on the north side after the trade deadline. Last one, Oilers Golden Knights, game 5 tonight. Who you got?
We called it yesterday. Alex Pietrangelo is suspended for this game.
Yeah.
And he averages in the playoffs 24 minutes of ice time. That's pretty big. That's a big loss.
Yeah, Oilers nurse tonight. Is a big loss too, though.
We're out of time. We'll try to do better the next time. I'm Frank Isola.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Have a great weekend full of NBA and NHL playoffs, you knuckleheads. Check out NBA Countdown at 7 tonight ahead of Knicks Heat Game 6.
Michael B.
And now, here's SportsCenter. I will be.
Double duty.
Maybe I'll change. I'll add something.
Ascot.
From a wardrobe perspective.
Put an ascot on.
Maybe.
It's a National Limerick Day.